Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning to you on another beautiful 72-degree morning.
Not for
in
long.
In Wisconsin. It's 72 degrees. It was 72 at 5 o'clock this morning when I left the house.
Yeah, it's going to warm up today and tomorrow. But we're back in Green Bay.
Which and we're not complaining. Don't people
no,
say,
oh, no.
Well, when it's 29 degrees below zero, what the hell are you going to talk about then?
No, we love the weather. But we're back in Green Bay. We were at the EAA the last 2 days, and we'll be back in Oshkosh tomorrow.
Had a great time down there.
Oh, man. That's
interesting people. Just really interesting people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Like, everybody. You just and we had no problem getting guests, and because people love to talk about the industry. They love to talk about their how they got into aviation, how they started flying when they were, what, some of those people were like 16.
15 years old.
Up in a plane.
What were you doing? You were 15.
Right,
I know I wasn't flying a plane.
I mean, maybe a mini bike, but maybe.
Oh, I always wanted a mini bike.
Well, those are cool.
But I did not have them. Did you have a mini bike?
Yes.
If you had a Shetland pony and a mini bike, I don't like you. Did you have both?
We our neighbors had one, so we kind of shared.
You know what else I wanted?
I was on a mini bike a lot.
I also wanted a go-kart. Remember the go-karts?
Yeah, I didn't have that.
I wanted a go-kart. Yeah. All the cool kids had go-karts.
Yeah. Well, cool kids had Shetland ponies and mini bikes, too.
So. Okay.
But I went to, I think I told you because I invited you, you didn't want to go, to hear the Cougars last night. They played at St. James Park.
I didn't say I didn't want to go.
I invited you to come to my house. I said, come
on. But I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest from here, okay?
Yeah.
So I was getting up at
3:30.
Well,
we left
whatever.
At 4, so.
We left at 4, so right. Getting up, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Driving out to Oshkosh, doing the whole thing. Kind of a long day.
Right.
And then I'm back in Manitowoc and to come back.
But you could spend it with me. And of course, I spent the day.
Okay, you always go back and forth on that. You always go back and forth on that, whether I can stay at your house or not.
Yeah, I'm back to the knot. But anyway,
you know what I get a kick out of? It's like, I can bring up anybody. I could bring up any person in Green Bay, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I've had them over the house. Oh, yeah. Oh, so-and-so. Oh, yeah. I've had them over the house. Oh, I had them over for Christmas. Oh, I had them over for a wine tasting. Oh, I had them over for 4th of July. Oh, I had them over for fireworks. Me? I spend, you know, give my heart and soul to your show here.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, never been there.
Anyway.
True.
Well, you could have been. Yeah, well, I do like to entertain. I will say that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so last night at this Cougars concert, a number of people and a lot of people were, I know John Mino and he's a funny guy. I said, I am carrying him. And but Cal Monfils stopped by, Jim Arts, our former chief of police.
I'd like to get them both on the show.
Pat Drury, who does a lot of restoration in the community. Just people were stopping by. And anyway, I know they're listening to our show, John. They weren't just stopping by to see me. They were stopping by, and they had more questions on that. The guy we had on yesterday from the EAA, from Israel, he is developing, which, I don't know, for us novices.
Which, honestly, could turn around the face of aviation.
Right. The flying
personal planes.
Right. It's a personal, aircraft. It's based off of a drone. He's a little concerned about the battery life because I think
it's an hour.
Yeah, but the FAA requires. My neighbor's a pilot. I talked to him last night. He was listening to the show. He goes, the FAA is going to require reserve time of like half hour to 45 minutes. That only gives you 15 minutes of flying time.
What do you mean? The FAA reserves.
Well, like you have to have so much fuel, right?
Reserve
battery time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you got to be really confident that where you're going has a thing. What do you call it? Not a gas pump. I'm trying to think of what it's called.
Well, a
recharging station.
Right? But
they have a bunch of those over at Titletown Tech. The whole front of those are charging stations.
So they're going to let you land there? See, that'd be interesting.
Well, I don't know.
See.
Maybe.
Well, no, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But anyway, people, we're just saying that guy was really interesting. And we think we got his card. For those of you who didn't catch this yesterday, so we're down at EAA and just talking to people. And there's a lot of history there, a lot of warplanes and a lot of the beginning of aviation, and then there's the futuristic space. But really the next step is probably going to be these personal
aircraft.
It's like you're flying car, and it's two people, it's 650 pounds.
I'm not even kidding about this. It's kind of like the Jetsons.
It is. We're joking about that because Johnny had a crush on Judy Jetson, and that, you know, derailed the show. And we
what was the kid's name? Leroy or something? Daughter Judy.
Well, maybe it was Judy.
Her brother Leroy. Was it Leroy? No, that didn't sound like a space name, Leroy.
No, I think it was.
It might have been.
And then
Dog Astro. Yeah, their dog Astro.
Astro, that makes sense with the whole space thing. But no, was it the daughter Judy? Who's the wife?
Yeah, Judy.
Who's the wife?
Betty.
Oh, Betty. Yes. No, it was Betty Rubble. We talked about that. Was it
Betty?
I think
it was Betty. Jason, who was the wife, the mom in
George,
the Jetsons?
George Jetson.
Here's George Jetson.
It was George, Jane. Elroy.
Elroy.
And Judy.
Okay, we were close.
Okay, it wasn't Leroy. You're right. Elroy's a little more space.
Do you have the intro to that, Jason? Do you have the intro to the Jetsons?
Okay, let's get back
to it. I can find it.
Okay, you find that. But anyway, we had a lot of guests on.
You find that, let the mayor talk.
But we probably in 2.5 days had, 8-9 guests on. And we have guests lined up for tomorrow. So
I can't wait for the Army guys.
Right. We'll be back at EAA and the Boeing guys.
That thing is still... The guppy?
Yeah.
Is that the guppy? It's incredible. It's like the first time you've ever seen a whale in the wild or something. It's like, how could something get so big?
And fly.
And get off the ground.
Right. With equipment inside. That's what they use.
So big. And then the guy was telling us, that's how they carry like booster rockets
and
things.
Right. It's incredible. And they get the air shows that go on during the day. You know, John and I kind of take off around 11:30 noon, but I think they start at noon or 2. But so tomorrow we have some great guests. Anyway, we're back in Green Bay today, and the reason we're back in Green Bay today is John and I both have things to do in Green Bay. So when we talk to Civic, they're like, look, you guys do the EAA from Oshkosh this week. We're like, we can't on Wednesday. John's got, what are you doing, John?
Why Channel 5 here? With Lisa Malik.
Right.
I'll be on her show at 9 o'clock. I host that once in a while with her. It's always a lot of fun. We'll talk about the show.
Yeah, she's great.
She's awesome. We'll get her on. Maybe we'll wake her up and give her a call this morning.
And then today, Associated Bank, which is obviously the largest bank in Wisconsin, I think the 50th largest bank in the United States, they do a day of service.
50th or 5th?
Oh, 50th. There's a lot of 50th, banks, right?
Okay. 50th. Okay.
But they do, they have 4,000 employees, and the ones in Green Bay, they have 1,000, I think, and are probably more than that. Anyway, they deploy them into the community to do service work. So they're at the Boys and Girls Club, and they're sending 100 people over to the new community shelter to help us do, some landscaping, some reorganizing we got to do because when people come. So anyway, and I'm going to have the lady who coordinates all of that. I'm sure she's a vice president because everybody at a bank is a vice president. And she's going to come in and talk to us about their day of service. So I'm excited about that, and I'm going to be helping them out today. So we're back here today, but then back at the EAA tomorrow. Yes. So anyway, it's
again Friday.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's going to be 112 degrees at the EAA tomorrow.
Okay, you're going to clear that with.
And can I just say something?
Sure.
You walked really fast. Walking around those grounds, you walk really fast.
Johnny, maybe you walk really slow.
No, I've got an artificial hip, Jim. You ever think about that? Did you ever think about that? You ever stop to consider that? You're with a man that has titanium in him, and you're just sprinting around like Rudy Giuliani. Hey, what are you guys doing tomorrow? Can you come on our show? I got our guests.
All right. We got to slow down. Well, maybe we get a cart. We'll get a cart.
They won't give us carts, remember?
Yeah, that guy, that one guy.
He was adamant.
That guy was, he was a little bit of a jerk, too. That most people there, 99.999% of the people are super, super nice. We just ran into one.
One that had a little bit of a...
Bit of an attitude.
Check out the vest, buddy. I'm security.
He was...
That was like, hey, what movie is this?
Maybe 19.
Young man, can I trouble you for a warm glass of milk? You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut your mouth, Grandma. Read the name tag. I'm in charge here. Remember that?
No.
Oh, Jason, you remember that, right? Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
All right.
Did he maybe looked a little bit like Jim Carrey, right?
Younger? Yeah, he did. He did, a little bit. Yeah, he did.
But other than that, I just want to say, I don't want to get into that because people were.
By the way, they did have one crash last night or yesterday.
No.
But not serious. The guy walked away.
Okay.
Lost power. Very, one of those really restored looking planes from probably the 40s type. I mean, you've got 10,000 planes there?
Right.
I mean,
10,000. Like, there's 10,000 planes at EAA this week.
Yeah. So just law of averages, somebody's going to lose power.
Right. Busiest airport in the world.
But they walked away and everything's fine.
Right. At the busiest airport in the world for 3 days, just queuing all that stuff up. And another guest we had on yesterday, we'll bring someone else on.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing, though. Talk about some of those motorhomes. those are about as expensive as a plane. Some of those things that they're bringing in, aren't they?
It's their industry, though. Yeah, that is.
How much are those? Some of those motorhomes.
Yeah, those.
They got to be 100 and what?
Oh no, they're more than that. Yeah, they're over 100 grand for sure. Wow. Because then the sides come out. Yeah,
yes.
So you got like you park it, then you put the living room on.
It's incredible. Yeah. What some of those look like. And then you'll have a little pup tent. Yeah, next to some of the planes, the tiniest little pup tents.
With two chairs, and that's where they live for the week.
That's where they live.
Anyway, if you can get down there, it's reasonable. And as we mentioned the last couple, 3 days that we've been down at EAA, Boeing picks up the tab for anyone under 18. So, I mean, if you're going with your kids, you know,
hope to talk to them tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And they just know the industry. Well, every industry needs the youth to be engaged if it's going to be sustainable. But they do it really, really well down there, and they have so many programs for the youth, and then they have, you know, just at EAA.org to go to the website, and they have 900 chapters throughout the United States, actually throughout the world, where you can get engaged in ways to, you know, take advantage of some of the programs offered by EAA. So anyway, that was a good day, but we're in Green Bay today, and we have
Packers
a lot to do.
Packers starting training camp, which is huge, of course, all the time.
And I don't know if we're going to be broadcasting from training camp. Civic wants us to do that. John has spent the better part of his life at training camp. He doesn't really, really want to do that.
I don't mind training camp. It's just there's a lot that goes into it if you want to broadcast from there. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot that goes into it.
So if we can do it from a technical standpoint,
What's that? Oh, you had to shorten it, huh? Couldn't go the whole thing.
It's early, John. Yeah. I left my coffee.
You don't have any coffee.
I know. I left my coffee on the counter today because I didn't want to be late because I had the headsets in my car and I didn't want you know, getting on my bad side so early, so I thought I'd get here early.
Right.
So I got to get here early. I want to plug in the headsets, make sure everything's working right. So when you get here, you can just sit in your chair and feel in charge, which you are. So anyway, we may or may not do
Jason, what's that called? Passive hostility or something like that?
Passive aggressiveness.
Yes. Thank you. Or is that gaslighting? I always see that term gaslighting. It's what's gaslighting? What is that?
I think that's when you say something nice on one side and then kind of burn them on the other side. Gaslighting is used all the time. I'm going to look that up at break. But
if you're so like, hey, have you lost weight? Yeah, why? You don't look as chunky as you used to. Is that it? Is that gaslighting? No. Kind of?
I think that would be the passive aggressive approach.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Oh, listen.
That's tomorrow. Green Bay today, EAA tomorrow.
Back after this. You hear? Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. 72 degrees outside, a lot of things going on. We mentioned Packer training camp, which is always a lot of fun. The Railbirds will be getting out there early at Ray Nitschke Field. And that has come so far, Jim. My first one was in 1984, my first training camp.
Okay. That has come far. That whole industry is...
I mean, that the little bleachers, the little whatever, and now it's like, wow.
And that the practice area.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
That was August 1st. I remember I went to the dedication. Was that 10 years ago? That they built that?
I don't know.
And that's great. But people, you know, you used to walk in there and there's nobody there.
I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. Only the diehards.
It's a little different now. So,
you know what? I was thinking about this at EAA yesterday. When we were sitting there waiting for us to get the green light to go with the traffic cops out through the baton type things. And we waited like 20 minutes or something.
Right.
It was incredible how long.
Yeah.
But the reason is.
He noticed you.
Because there was such a stream of, or they maybe ran your plates.
Yeah,
it's like you had three warnings for speeding. And it's like, you know what?
Speeding
is all
that.
You just sit there right now. But anyway, but I was counting the different states coming in.
Oh,
it was incredible.
Right?
Vermont, Utah, Arizona, Illinois, yeah. Illinois, you know, Indiana. It was Michigan. It was incredible. And that's the way Packer training camp is now.
Yeah. They do a great draw there. And that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to go down there. We'll stop in, talk to some people. But again, as I said earlier here on the Mind on the Mayor show, that we're back in Green Bay today for a couple special reasons. Johnny's got an appearance on the Lisa Malik show at 9 and is going to be helping her out on air. And I'm back here because today is a very important day in Green Bay. It's one of our largest companies, one of our most philanthropic companies.
You're struggling a little bit today, Mr. Mayor.
I am, but
you're struggling a little bit today.
Johnny, what am I missing
today? I know,
you don't
have your coffee.
I don't have coffee
You
today.
Also have that big carafe of coffee.
I know,
coffee.
And I didn't have it. I left it on the counter because I didn't want to be late, because if I didn't have the headsets, then you'd have a meltdown. So I left my coffee there. I text my wife, though, and asked her to bring it. So
okay.
Anyway, back to this day of service that is being done by just a great company here in Green Bay, Associated Bank. Now, Associated Bank, that everybody has heard of Associated Bank, by far the largest bank in the state of Wisconsin, but like the 50th largest bank in the United States. And they employ over 4,000 people. And they've always been good about supporting events, right? The City Deck, Fridays on the Fox, just a lot of things in our community and communities that they serve. Today is something new for them. They are doing a Associated Bank Day of Service. So they're taking their employees, and the employees are getting paid. I'm assuming I should really ask Cynthia that.
Who's Cynthia?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, I have to apologize. She's just off his game today.
Alyssa, welcome. You are in charge of this.
Alyssa,
day,
take it away.
Yeah, please. You're in charge of this day of community service.
Yes.
And tell us about that. Why are you doing this? Who came up with this? Tell us more about Associated Bank's Day of Service.
Yeah, so Associated Bank has a strong commitment to our community, so thank you so much for that introduction. That commitment to our communities goes beyond just our banking services. It's woven into our culture at Associated Bank. We have charitable giving, we have loans, CRA loans, and a corporate volunteer program. So we thought, you know, what other better way to support our communities and visibly demonstrate our commitment to the communities by hosting this day of service where all of our colleagues would have the opportunity to go out and volunteer?
Awesome. So I know you're coming to our place too. I help out at New Community Shelter. And I did coordinate that with Cynthia. It's not like I just thought of that name,
yes,
right, Alyssa?
Yes.
Give me some cover.
She connected
here.
Us together.
Right. Okay. Thank you. She's the one I've been working
with.
We'll
give you that one, Governor.
you're sending, I think, 100 people over to our place today. Now, we have different projects for different people and, you know, indoor, outdoor, some landscaping. There's obviously some meal preparation. There's just a lot of things we're doing. But it's not just New Community. You're going other places.
Yeah, the focus of our day of service is to provide food security at large. So we've partnered with a lot of nonprofits across our entire footprint. There's actually over 200 nonprofits that we're going out to on this day.
Wow.
In Green Bay alone, there's probably 500 volunteers. Across our company, there's over 2,000 volunteers. That's over 50% of our colleague base, and we are so proud of that number.
Kind of nice to get out of the office on a nice day, too, I would imagine.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So it's a great way to break up your day, interact with the community, and support one of our core cause areas at Associated Bank.
So New Community, where else are you guys going in Green Bay? We'll talk about Green Bay, and I don't know if you know some stuff in Appleton or Oshkosh. We have listeners down there. That's kind of our reach.
Absolutely. So beyond New Community Shelter, we are going to the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to the Aging and Disability Resource Center.
I have to interrupt just to tell you, because Johnny doesn't know this. My first job was at the Boys and Girls Club?
I did not know that.
First job. I was
doing what?
I was a student at St. Norbert. And I thought I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be like a social worker. That's the nice part of me, John, that you haven't seen. Mm. And so they have those internships. And so we'd go over to the Boys and Girls Club. So my job was to, the kids would come up and I would hand them a pool cue.
So a what?
A pool cue. So
oh.
I wasn't, okay. Didn't have a lot of authority.
You break.
that was about it.
Okay.
But it was great. And that was my first job. But anyway, that's a great organization. Boy, they've come a long way, haven't they? Oh my gosh. That's just what they do for this community now, more than education. Anyway, I really interrupted. The Aging Resource Center, that's a great place too.
Yeah. We know that youth food security is a big issue in the summer. So that's also why we've expanded to some of these other organizations like the Boys and Girls Club, the Aging and Disability Resource Center to serve meals to the elderly, and Feeding America as well. Our colleagues will be out in full forces out in Appleton as well.
That's awesome. Did you want to get into this when you were in high school back at Southwest?
Yeah.
These kind of things?
Yeah, I mean, I have grown up volunteering, very passionate about it. So it's great that I can tie that into my job at Associated Bank.
It can't be the kind of thing that's forced. You got to really have it in your heart to want to do this.
But even bigger than that, it's a culture that you have. I teach at TC, and I teach how to make money, but I tell you what, once you make
Can
money,
I take your class?
You've got to give it back. That's part of corporate responsibility, and nobody does it better than Associated. I want you to stick around. I'll talk a little bit more about the culture of Associated and how people can get more involved.
Sounds like a pretty cool job for your age.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, I mean, you're not like 58 years old or something. It's like
we can ask. You don't have to tell. You're 23?
No. A little bit more.
That was terrible, Jeff. All right, we'll be back right after this. Come here on this Wednesday morning. Mr. Mayor just went over to get some coffee and some chai tea. Is it chai? You want to listen?
Yes.
You got the 16-year tenured mayor ready to get you a cup of tea. How does that make you feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, because he's never done it for me. Trust me. So
it's a big day.
You are privileged. Look at him. Look at him right there. Look at him. Look at him. He's all business. All business. Is he bringing you anything, Jason? No, I didn't think so. Did he ask you to put in an order, Jason? I didn't think so. Yes. But this is really cool. We're just talking a little bit about your education, Southwest High School, St. Norbert College. Got your master's already and everything like that. And I just think it's great. I mean, it seems like you're in a perfect spot. You're not in like, you know, somewhere in Iowa in Cedar Rapids or something to do something like this. I mean, you've got your finger on the pulse of this community all your life. I think that's a pretty cool thing when you have homegrown talent. Jim talks about this all the time. I will give him this. He's very, very adamant that Green Bay and all the communities around Wisconsin really have to start looking seriously at finding ways to enhance the jobs around here, whatever you want to call it, to keep, so there's not like a brain drain. So somebody like you doesn't all of a sudden say, hey, I just got a great job offer in Madison or Indianapolis or someplace like that, where we keep people like yourself here in homegrown territory, right, Jim?
That retention of talent is so important, and it's not all wages. I mean, it just isn't. It's culture.
Quality of life.
Quality of life in the community. The community's got to deliver the amenities, the music. We talk about that a lot. Like this weekend, you know, we have our guest Friday is someone's going to come in and talk about Art Fest, which is going on downtown. I'm sure Associated's sponsoring part of that. But it's also the culture of the company. You know, kids today, and I have three that are similar in your age, you know, maybe I don't know how old you are. You haven't told me, but I don't care how old you are. I just want to say that the companies that they've chosen to work for are very giving companies. Warby Parker, you know, with the glasses, even NYU, and I remember my kid came home, John, this is a good story. And she had a backpack and I said, oh, how much was it? It was $100. I'm like, that sounds like a lot for a backpack, right? Oh, no, Dad, you don't get it. For every backpack they sell, one goes to like a family or a poor kid gets a backpack, which is...
I've never heard of this program. Where's that through?
I don't know. I just think that's really cool. There's shoe companies that do that. There's and kids, I don't want to say kids because that makes me sound too old, but your generation really values that giving back. And that's why I think today what you're doing with your 2,000 people who are out in the field... getting paid, I hope, and I think they are, right?
Yes.
And yet they're doing community service, and they're going to be exposed to things maybe they didn't know we had. Like, not everybody knows the homeless population, that we have 100 people living at the new community shelter, that we feed 150 people every single night at 5 p.m. I think one of your bigwigs, I mean, you're all bigwigs for doing this, but I think one of your brass is serving dinner tonight. I saw his name on there.
See, I think that's cool. So I think that's really cool. And by the way, she told me how old she is.
Oh, I was getting her tea. So I just to let you know, I
wasn't. She is?
I said 23, 25.
47.
She is not.
She told me.
She is not. Okay. You got to tell us before you leave now, because now it's going to be there. We don't want people calling in asking us that.
Kind of like the mystery.
Right. So your company, this, on the other hand, this is the first day, the first year you're doing this.
Yeah.
Was this done by committee or was this a top-down thing or how does this come about? And I want other companies to do this as well. And a lot of companies
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the reasons we wanted to get you on to just get this exposed out there, get in the community,
right?
That this is a really cool thing that anybody can do.
They can't,
and it's not like you have to be a skilled laborer and, you know, putting in new windows or something like that. Just kind of day-to-day things. I think that's an awesome thing. And especially somebody, you know, for your generation leading the way on this. I think that's cool.
And they love doing it. So there are other companies. I do want to say Nicola AWPS. There are other companies who
real
do outreach.
Real estate used to do it, all the real estate realtors.
Really?
Yeah, they took a day. You didn't do it when you were in real estate? Wow. Wow.
Okay. I'm sorry I missed that memo. Yeah. Tell me how this came about. Do you have a committee that does it? How do you decide the... There's a lot of nonprofits in Green Bay and in Brown County and obviously in our listening area. How do you choose and how does that work?
Yeah, so I think you were sharing a lot of great things. I mean, it comes down to the culture at Associated Bank. Our leaders are really passionate about our community. Andy Harmening, our CEO, is a driver of giving back to the community. You can see that in our commitment plan, that we feel like we can only strive as a business if the communities we serve are striving as well. Yep. So we decided to plan this big day of service. I have a regional volunteer council across our 14 markets in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois. And so I just kind of came together and I said, hey guys, Andy gave us the okay. He's asking us, hey, what can we do in the community? And no better way to do it through a day of service.
Let me ask this then, and something we were just talking about briefly before the break, as far as your generation, Jim's passionate about keeping the brain thrust here, which will lead to better things in the community down the road for the all of Brown County, Northeast Wisconsin, whatever. I'm sure if you send out resumes, or I don't think people don't really send out resumes anymore like we used to, right? And you go to the mail, you go to the post office and buy a bunch of stamps. And
John, you're sounding a little old.
I know. It's all whatever electronically these days, but I'm sure you could get a job pretty much anywhere in the country. Is Northeast Wisconsin still a popular, viable place for young talent like yourself to stay and make a career? Or are a lot of people of your generation looking to move out and go elsewhere?
Oh, that's a big question. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the individual, but I personally, I'm here. We're here for our communities at Associated Bank, and that's what makes me stay here, supporting our roots.
And I think companies, and I think that's great that you're here. And Johnny and I do talk about retention of talent, but companies, they need to get with the times. I mean, I think there's a lot to be done. And I'm just talking about in terms of culture and giving back, but even the work environment, right? Now, I haven't been to your building in a while, but like you guys kind of grew up in coffee shops. And I think sometimes businesses need to change their working environment instead of some of us like a corner office with paneling. I mean, those days are kind of over. You guys like more collaborative work spaces.
Some people grew up with smoking lounges outside their office.
The City Hall had a smoking lounge in 2003. A smoking lounge. People just go up there and smoke for longer than their break. And that all has to change. But I just think I think Green Bay's doing a really good job. And I think being chosen this number one city to live in is a help. We can't rest on it and say, oh, good, we're good. It's very competitive out there for talent. I mean, there's just not a lot of, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of talented people, but they can go wherever they want now. They don't have to stay close to mom or they don't have to stay close to, you know, where they grew up. They can leave and it's super easy to leave. And as John said, it's not sending resumes anymore. They go online, they do a Zoom interview and boom, can you be here, you know, next month? And that's the way it goes. And we compete with Tulsa, Oklahoma, we compete with San Antonio, and we compete with
Negaunee, Michigan.
Negaunee's pretty easy.
Maybe not that.
That one we don't worry about. But there's other places that we have concerns about, and we just need to keep people like you here. So thank you for bringing
that
culture.
Let me ask this, follow up on that then. For a spokesperson for your generation, or whoever you want to put it, what would you say the area could improve upon to keep talent around here? And on the vice versa, what are some of the things that are reasons to stay?
I've seen a lot of growth in Green Bay growing up here. I know friends, they leave and they come back and they're like, wow, it's so much different here. I'm really grateful for the way that our community gives back and builds us up. You know, the city deck right outside of this office is a great thing for our community to be able to collaborate.
Isn't this the best place in all of Green Bay right where we are here? Isn't this cool? We're not bragging, but this is a pretty cool place to be,
right?
Yeah. I mean, great ambiance.
It is. The city deck. We got a lot of windows here. People, joggers come by and just walking by. Coffee. I went to get your coffee next door.
You were almost jogging on your way back.
That's I know, that was a hurry. I saw, oh my God, Johnny alone
doesn't
on the radio.
For not having really long legs, doesn't he walk really fast? It's incredible.
I think he walks slow, but we'll go for a walk after this.
I got an artificial hip.
I do. I want other companies, and I hope they're listening, and maybe, like, how does a company do this? I mean, you said Andy gave you the green light from top down, and then you put, I want to get back to this. Is there a committee that you did, or did you take the lead on this? Did you reach out to the nonprofits? Or tell me how this works, because it's obviously going to work today. You got 1,000 people.
Can I just say one thing first, though?
Yeah.
I feel very hip right now. Because her and I have the same kind of shoes on where you don't really tie them. You just got the thing stick. Look at that. Look at that, Jim.
Okay. The reason she doesn't tie her shoes is because it's cool. The reason you don't tie your shoes is because you can't.
Well, okay. I struggle bending over. Okay, fine.
Anyway, back to you.
Yeah. So the day of service, at Associated Bank, we have a corporate volunteer program. And so I had the volunteer program for Associated Bank as a whole, and we have that volunteer council. So once we put the strategy in place that this was something we wanted to do, I reached out to our volunteer council, and we just recruited an army of people. Our colleagues are, I'm so proud to say, generous. And this is something they're passionate about, and this is something they wanted to do. We tried to do it a couple of years ago, and COVID got in the way. Yeah. And so it's been a long time coming, and these people have been asking us, hey, are we going to do that day of service we talked about? So we had a lot of people super excited to get together, help us. So we put together toolkits to say, hey, here's how you reach out to some of our nonprofit partners. This is kind of the focus area we want to go, and basically put it all together.
I got to assume that the nonprofits were pretty welcoming.
Exactly.
I mean, we need money, but we need talent, or we need help. And just I know the stuff that you're going to be doing today at New Community is things that we've talked about doing. And we're like, well, we got 100 people coming in next month. We didn't save it for you, but we are going to get some things reorganized. And we're very appreciative, and you haven't even shown up yet. But we have, I'm giving the welcome at 8:15, so I got to get out of here. And then
we would give you a coffee mug, a Mino and the mayor coffee mug, but he didn't get any reordered.
Let me tell you why. We bought four. We thought we'd give away one a week, and we didn't think we were going to be on longer than a month. But we got great.
That was the over and under in Las Vegas.
But our owners have been super, super nice to us and very appreciative, and our numbers look good thanks to guests like you. We are guest-driven. And we just want to connect with the community, and really no better way than to get someone like you on here talking about, you know, one of the larger companies in the state.
Giving back
to the community.
I have to say one thing, though, about the old days. You and I. Okay, you guys had a smoking lounge?
Yeah.
Okay. I worked at a place over there at the WBAY building, and it's before I really got there. But you remember the Bay Bowl? Bowling lane
downstairs,
thing? The salespeople would be upstairs, you know, the old school salespeople who are smoking in the office and doing whatever. They would order drinks. The people from the Bay Bowl would put them in the elevator, and they would come up and yell, bing, and they'd go and take their drinks. Jason, you know about that, those stories. So they don't know they had that.
We've come a long way.
They had drinks being delivered while they're having their smoke up in their office.
And now they go and they actually go to the Y and work out. Yeah. You have rooms with healthy snacks, not the stuff Johnny eats. You have rooms with
kind
sunflower
bars are healthy.
Seeds.
Huh? Do you eat Kind bars?
Yeah.
They're healthy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In moderation.
I hate that word, moderation.
There's sugar and honey, you know.
Right.
Do you eat any sweets?
She doesn't eat a box at a time.
More of a savory person.
A what?
A savory person.
A what?
We're not
chips. Like, you know, salt.
Oh, salt. Yeah. Oh, salt. Okay.
Because we got a collection of M&Ms we'll give you if you'd like.
We do, because mine own the mayor. That's why it's M&Ms. Get it?
Yeah. Have you tried the peanut butter M&Ms?
Yes.
They're amazing. Aren't they unbelievable?
We had a guy in here.
Yes.
We had a guy in here, and we have some of the small bags, but then we had a large bag. He took the whole, we said, you want some M&Ms? He took the whole bag, which was fine, but he obviously loves the peanut M&Ms. So, yeah. And you're all wearing your green shirts today, Associated Bank. That's so when people see you, they can maybe say thank you for your day of service. John, what are you doing?
I'm giving her M&Ms.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're all sporting our green volunteer T-shirts. That's a benefit that we have through our volunteer program. All colleagues get 8 hours of volunteer time off annually to use during the workday. We know people give back throughout the week, and for this day of service, we give them 4 extra hours of day of service, volunteer time off. Everybody should be sporting the green shirt. If you see us, say hi.
Did you do this?
What's that?
Did you eat a pack and then put the empty thing back? Look at this. I apologize, Alyssa. You did. You took a pack out, you ate the whole thing, and you put the empty pack back in the M&M bag.
Jason, that was not.
That was.
Yeah. I don't even like M&Ms. I'm savory. I like that word versus salt.
I do too. I've never used that word before.
I'm going to use that a lot more. Thank you for coming on and sharing that and educating us. Not only on the National Day of, or not the National Day, Associated Day of Service, but that I'm a savory guy.
Yes,
I like salt.
You're salty.
All right.
Alyssa, you've been great. You've been fantastic.
Have a great day. Thank you for what you're doing for the community. And look, I think we can all learn from people like you and Associated Bank. And I will see you at 8:15 at New Community. And enjoy your day helping the nonprofits in this community because we need you.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time this morning.
All right, keep it rocking. I think Jim should wear a bandana like yours, don't you?
That is cool, too.
I know, right?
That's all Associated Bank.
You would look,
stuff.
Yeah.
I would.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this. Wednesday morning.
Was she awesome or what?
Fantastic. You talk about the young talent sticking around this area. That's what you need to keep around this area.
And people
She could be mayor someday. She could be the first female mayor.
She could.
Yes.
She could. It's totally up to her. It's her decision.
Would you want to run for mayor someday, Lisa?
She's
She said, yeah, she will. Under your guidance, your tutelage.
I'd like you to win.
She said, because he's savory. Yeah. Right? Is that right, Alyssa? Yeah, that's what she said. Right. There.
No, and I think when people look at living in a community, they want to live with people they can relate to.
Would you turn
That's not, it's your phone.
Oh, it was mine. Never mind.
It was your phone.
Okay, all right.
Johnny comes in at break time. Hey, turn your phone off, man. It's
Jason did. Jason, our producer.
Okay.
Jason runs the show.
That is a true statement.
Yes.
No, that
okay,
was...
Okay, I got to go back to something,
from
though.
From my wife.
I got to go back to something.
She's on her way with my coffee.
Okay, there we go. I got to go back to something.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you were talking about when you worked at the Boys and Girls Club, your main thing was handing out pool cues.
Yeah.
I was extremely... You know, who's been wonderful to us here? Christy, who runs the whole place.
Oh, my God.
She's been fantastic.
The best.
The whole city deck, the whole thing.
Christy for mayor.
Yeah. Christy would be great mayor, too. Mm-hmm. No, she would be good as that person that is like... Where you've always had those people that really do the work and you get the credit, pretty much. She'd be great as that person.
They do all the work and I take the credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those people.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. So anyway, it's kind of like us here with, you know, what I do for you. But anyway, so I pull in yesterday here and there's like a trailer and a truck and they're hauling out stuff. And I go, hey, what's going on? She goes, oh, well, we're donating our pool table to some nonprofit. I go, you had a pool table here? She goes, yeah, in our rec room or something. It's like, I didn't know that. And it's like you and I could have gone up and played. I love playing pool. I'm not good, but I love playing pool. And I thought you and I could have gone up and played pool.
Oh, I would.
After the show.
Oh, yeah. I would take you on that. I'm actually pretty good at that. We had a pool table when I grew up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You were one of those kids that had a pool table.
Yeah, we did.
And a dirt bike and a Shetland pony.
Right. That was
you were the most spoiled kid in Two Rivers.
I was not spoiled.
You were
spoiled. I was not spoiled. I was not spoiled.
I envy every kid that had a pool table in their house.
We had a pool table.
Oh, my gosh.
We did.
So
we
anyway, that's the only negative thing I have to say about here at the City Deck is they got rid of the pool table.
But why? This place is so customer focused. My guess is she got rid of that to get something better. Not foosball.
I was never a foosball guy.
I was never good at it.
I was never good at that.
No, and you like stuff that you're good at.
You know who's making an appearance?
Oh, my
Lord. Milton.
Hi, Milton. Hi, baby.
Milton is outside the door. Hi, Donna. Wow, look at Milton.
He's a little shy. John,
Milton.
He recognizes your voice.
How's the world's most pompous dog? No disrespect. Wow.
Okay, John, we got to keep this program going.
Okay.
My dog is very nervous.
Yeah, he is.
That's the guy,
I can tell.
Milton. That's the guy picking on you.
Hi, Milton. Oh, look at Milton. Puts his mic up to the thing. Hey, Milton, how you doing, buddy?
Right.
Donna, thanks for the coffee.
I've been sitting here shedding for the last 2 days.
So, yes, thank you for the coffee. So, yeah, she stepped in with Milton. That, by the way, John, is a great, great dog.
Yes.
That he is awesome. And,
yes.
Hey, I just yesterday ordered the invisible fence because I was taking him to the park. Not that I'm getting lazy, but I would just rather have him run around the yard. So I got the invisible fence guy over yesterday. And that is very cool what they do. So he is training.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
They're putting in Friday, and then they three times of training. So he's going to learn how to stay in the yard. He kind of does now, but too risky if he gets off on Monroe.
Absolutely.
Those cars drive way too fast. So anyway.
A lot of cars drive too fast around here.
You know, and I know it's getting really serious when people die, right?
I know, absolutely.
And in the city, when the maximum speed limit in the city is 35, we had that, it was two kids killed on Webster Avenue, and then we had a
crazy business accident on Main.
Right. And
can you believe how much that building came down from one car?
Well, what was the speed of the car? I mean, it's amazed me that a brick building came down that much, and that's where a lot of people got their hair done. That salon, my wife being one of them. So she's
no kidding.
Oh yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I want to learn more about that, but I think when John and I go out, we talk to people. How do you like the show? Oh, good. You guys are kind of entertaining, kind of funny. But anything you want us to talk about? What are one of the biggest complaints? Because we number one city, Packers, EAA. There's a lot of good stuff going on, but what is something that people mention?
Speeding.
And?
Loud.
Right.
Yeah.
You live down here.
Yeah.
You're not living down here. You stay down here once in a while. And we just got to address.
What it reminds me of? It reminds me of back when I was in my formidable years, like late 60s, early 70s, okay?
Yeah.
And the cool thing was to either get glass packs. Remember glass packs?
Oh, yeah.
Or hookers. Remember hookers?
John, we shouldn't really talk about the early
show. No, hooker mufflers.
Never heard of them.
You never heard of hooker mufflers?
No.
And then guys would also have the bumper sticker that said, I love my hookers. You never see? No, remember that?
No.
It was back in the days of like STP and things like that, when all that stuff.
Yeah.
But glass packs and hooker mufflers were the two big things. And it seems like that's, now I'm sounding like that crazy old, or not crazy, but that cranky old guy. Get off my grass! I'm starting to sound like that guy.
I'm going to walk around in a bathrobe.
Absolutely. Can't you put my paper closer to the porch?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
when I was a kid.
We put him on the porch, and yeah, now the guy doesn't get out of his car anymore, which customer service is declining. But I think in running a city.
But has that become cool again for guys to have, or women to have, really loud cars again? It seems like it, doesn't it?
I don't know if it's that. Yeah,
but with
I hope it's that.
Motorcycles, is that kind of a, and we're bringing a guy in that drives a motorcycle, sort of a sidecar motorcycle. But is that like a safety issue to be loud with
they
motorcycles?
They say that. I don't believe that.
Hear you coming?
I don't believe that. They say that. I don't buy that. And I hope you're right that we're getting back to the greasers and the loud cars. That would make me feel better than.
Because you were one.
I know. I told you I had a Dodge Super B 383 four barrel. I was a little bit like that when I was a kid, but I was respectful, and I just hope that that's what it is, and not that we're getting into a culture of disrespect where people don't care about the speed limit, they don't care about the noise ordinance. If they're doing it to have fun, it's still not right, but it's easier for me to understand. But hey, we're going to talk about that. I did talk to the city attorney yesterday. I said I want you to come on talk about some of this noise ordinance and that we're. People are complaining about, and may come on, she may not. I don't know. She was going to think about it. But back to that. What do we have coming up?
We got a great friend of mine coming up. His name is John. He just retired from the Army. I don't know how many years. Multiple tours overseas. Was in Afghanistan. I stayed in his tent in Afghanistan and saw the work that he did over there.
Wow.
He was in Iraq, did phenomenal work with the 432nd Civil Affairs Battalion, which is one of the most underrated entities in all of the military because they go outside the wire and they deal with the locals and everything. But he was also involved with something over in Iraq that I think is just the tip of the iceberg with something that's happening. Veterans who are around the burn pits in Iraq.
All right.
Very, very serious subject, I think, that we're going to be hearing a lot more about over the next couple of years.
All right, we're going to shift gears after the break then.
Yep.
We're going to talk to John and stick around. This is Mayor in the Mino, 97.9
WGBW. Already, it's the Mayor in the Mino before the break.
What? Well, it's okay. It's Mino and the Mayor.
Jumping the gun.